Hey everyone, Steph Edsel here, the hostess of this podcast. As promised, I would like to address some secondary dialectics in this episode. We'll focus on one per week until we get through them. So in DBT, we do mainly focus on acceptance and change. Recall that accepting something doesn't mean we have to like it. Compassion is not required for acceptance. If this has been ingrained in you, it may require some fact-checking on those myths. Also, something that my supervisor, who is secretly a therapy wizard, in my opinion, we were discussing recently the actual term borderline personality disorder and how that poses a problem in many ways. She drew a circle and then many circles around the outside of the big circles. In a way, it looked like a circle of circles around a big circle. Best I can describe it. In the small circles that touched the big circle, words like anxiety, depression, addiction, suicide, trauma, self-harm, impulsivity, and other criteria for that diagnosis of BPD. In the big circle were the letters BPD. She then said, "Do you see how all these things are on the edges here of this big circle? It's really not effective to call this a personality disorder for a variety of reasons. It would be better suited as a borderline disorder because the client doesn't actually meet full criteria for any of these other circles, only some of each. So it makes more sense to stop calling it a personality disorder." My mind was blown. Then to further blow my mind, she said, "Whose personality do you know that doesn't change when they're anxious or depressed?" I mean, she's not wrong. I reflected on myself. I could see this in past experiences. Even remembering after I had my child 20-some years ago and dealing with postpartum, I remember a friend saying, "You don't seem like your normal bubbly self." I didn't have a retort. I mean, I was 20, for heaven's sakes. I thought I knew it all, and looking back, it's clear that I didn't, and it's okay to accept. I didn't know what the heck I was doing. So once a person does DBT and finishes the whole program, chances are they have been able to reduce many, if not all, of their original presenting symptoms, and they continue moving toward their goals, noticing life being worth living even with pain. Sometimes folks get stuck, even after they finish the program or during the program. This can be due to several reasons. One of them being that there are actually several secondary dialectics at play. I'd like you to envision an octagon. The top half is the biological domain, and the bottom half is the social domain. That's going back to the biosocial theory of DBT. If you recall, there is a biological piece that we simply can't change. It's our DNA. It's just part of our makeup. That can feel really frustrating, I believe. Marcia describes this as being psychologically equivalent to a third-degree burn patient. Intense, huh? Some might even say harsh. Basically, this means that they have very thin to non-existent emotional skin. To quote page 69 of her text, "Cognitive Behavioral Treatment of Borderline Personality Disorder," even the slightest touch or movement can create immense suffering. Yet, on the other hand, life is movement. Therapy at its best requires both movement and touch. Okay, so back to that octagon shape. We have split the domains in half horizontally. In the center is a place where we will draw arrows that align with each point of the octagon, leaving the middle leaving the middle line as the separator of biological and social domains. In the book, the arrows running north and south are labeled as follows. emotional vulnerability. That means basically difficulty regulating emotions and their responses. Yeah, it's in the biological half, remember. And in the bottom half, this says self-invalidation. This is invalidate or fail to recognize one's own emotional responses, thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors. On my slide, given to me by my wizard boss, the dilemma for clients is stated as such. Client doesn't know who is to blame for their problems. Is it my fault? Is it everyone else's fault? Also, they don't know, quote, who is right, unquote, meaning, am I really vulnerable and unable to control my behavior and reactions? Am I bad, able to control my reactions but unwilling to do so as the environment tells me? Let me break it down for you. If you're a sensitive human and haven't been validated or understood, well, chances are you do a vicious dance with yourself. Looks like this. I feel pain. It's not okay. I'm blank. There's a judgment for that experience, or I should not feel this. So fill in that blank with the insult of your choice, which will equal it can't be valid. It's a flip-flop between these two until we can notice the emotion, understand its responses, action urges, can regulate it, and problem solve or act opposite to the emotion, all the while validating the self and accepting the reality of the situation. Further from that text, patience, acceptance, self-management, and self-soothing are both the ingredients and the outcome of the synthesis of vulnerability and invalidation. Mind is blown again. In group this week, a person asked, what if I don't do that with myself? They proceeded to mention a previous partner and that they, the partner, were delusional. It was advised that they try to practice a dialectical approach and try to find the kernel of truth on that partner's side in order to not experience high suds while interacting with them or reading correspondence from them. Another client graciously offered feedback after their comments. I can't possibly see their truth. They're not based in reality. By saying, well, maybe that is the kernel of truth, noticing that is reality for them. And it seemed to bring more light on the subject. So with that, I'm closing for today because these dialectics take some time to explain, and I'd like to take the appropriate amount of time by honoring these episodes as shorter episodes. So join me next time on DBT Weekly, where we will discuss the next secondary dialectic of inhibited grieving and unrelenting crisis. I appreciate feedback. I appreciate comments, questions, concerns, even constructive criticism. You can reach me at stephanie@thedbtcenterofutah.com. And I will see you all next time on DBT Weekly. Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate emails and correspondence, and I love to know that you guys are all practicing skills. Again, thank you so much, and we will see you next time on DBT Weekly.